Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Kay Malmquist, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Malmquist.
Well, how you doing, Kay?
I am doing just great.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we got a very special guest. I'm just so tickled that she graciously consented to being our guest here today on Meet the People of MCB. I know most of you know her. You know her family. And I can't tell you just how pleased I am to be able to do this interview. How about you, Kay?
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear from the younger generation and see what's going on. So this is going to be a good interview.
You bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring on now our special guest that I hope that you would just sit back and enjoy, listen to what she has to say, because I'm really looking forward to it. Welcome to Meet the People of MCB, Sarah Cocovizzo. How you doing, Sarah?
Good. It's great to be on this interview.
You bet. All right. So, Sarah, we talked a little bit before the recording, and what we like to do is just start off talking about your vision loss. You know, let us know. I think it's hereditary. You, your sister, your mom. Grandma. So why don't you share with us a little bit about your vision loss and what was the cause of your vision loss?
So, I mean, that's a good question. Everybody's like asking me that. I was actually born with this vision loss. Honestly, we don't know, like, I don't know for sure what the cause was. I'm pretty sure, like, I don't remember this, but I'm pretty sure I was in a hospital at the time, you know, just trying to figure out what's going on and why I can't see. I think that's when they discovered, my parents especially, discovered that it was kind of a genetics thing, because I know that my mom had it, my grandma and grandpa had it, and then my sister was born with it as well. So that's really, I mean, there's really nothing much to, like, in the way of the cause. And I've actually didn't know I had a vision loss until I was like a toddler, probably. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now I know, you know, like your grandma, she wears prosthetics. Do you still have your eyes, of course?
Yes, I still have my eyes. The reason for the prosthetics for the rest of my family is I still have closed angled glaucoma. So if there was any like major eye pain, that I think the possibility is still there for me to get my prosthetics, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. And let's hope that it doesn't come down to me having to get my eyes removed.
Yeah. I know some people do it simply due to cosmetic reasons. That's what I did. Well, I didn't, the left eye for me, I still have it, but I wear a shell over it due to cosmetic reasons, because that eye always looks bloodshot. Looks like I've been doing a lot of drinking and stuff, but no, it's just really bloodshot. So I wear a shell over it. Of course, I have the prosthesis in the right eye. So, Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know most people know your family, but go ahead and just share with us, you know, a little bit if you'd like to. We all know who they are, of course, but your grandparents and your parents, your sister. So go ahead.
They're, you know, my grandmother on my mom's side. And of course, there's my grandmother on my dad's side. And of course, I still live with my mom and my dad and my sister, of course. And then we actually, like, of course, there are my cousins. I have two cousins and one technically bonus cousin, and then two little baby cousins. And then we just had a third one, or my cousin just had a third one in January, and he is a cute little baby boy. He was, we thought he was going to be born on January 5th, but turns out he was supposed to be born earlier than that. And mainly they say, mainly we have a whole bunch of girls on my mom's side of the family. So we were definitely hoping for a boy this time.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay.
His name is Maxwell Oliver Naylor.
Oh,
and
wow.
I get to meet him this weekend. So,
okay. Yeah.
I'm really thrilled.
Yeah. So, you got a, is it going to be called Max, or what will you guys wind up calling him?
We're just going to call him Max just to make it simple.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sure. Sounds good. Okay. So, I'm going to turn it over to Kay here in just a second. But just to let people know, I was absolutely shocked when your mama told me how old you were. I thought, no way, no way. So if you don't mind sharing, how old are you?
I'm actually, I'm 20. I'm about to go on 21 this month, actually. So on May 31st, and it's a pretty scary moment.
Well, I just couldn't believe it. It just couldn't be possible. I mean, where does time go? So, yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And so just want to wish you a happy birthday. I know it's, you know, a few days away, so, but do want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. And remember, Chip, she's aging and so are you.
Oh, that is right.
I know. I have no room to speak because so am I too. anyway, Sarah, so you have a sister, I think, and that's it in your family, right? Just you and your sister? Well, obviously you have a mom, but you know.
Well, in the way of siblings, yes. I remember when I was little, I've always wanted a brother, but I changed my mind.
I can understand that. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, you growing up. Did you go to public schools, or did you go to this school for the blind here in Missouri, or where did you go to school?
So I did grow up going to public school. I only went to MSB a couple of times in the summer to do their summer programs, but you know, there are some complaints I have about MSB, but I also went to Kansas State School for the Blind for some summer school programs as well. That includes like some of the, like the, there's like a program where we do like several different programs where we do like daily living skills. And then we do, they have two other programs, or well, they used to, I don't know what's going to happen, but they have like this prep program, which is kind of like a college based program, but they also teach how to cook, and they do stuff on the weekends like go to Starlight Theater, or we actually got to learn how to drive the last time I ever did summer school there, and it was pretty scary, but it was also fun. So
yeah, I bet it would be fun.
We basically drove around the parking lot, and you know, because I didn't want to do like the big time driving where we're on the road and stuff, because my concern is, you know, traffic and car wrecks and like if you can't see where you're going. But somebody beside me with supervision. But and then for MSB, we did the work program. The last thing I ever did was there's this work experience program. I was a receptionist, and I was also a janitor, and then I was also basically I got to work in the garden at Missouri School for the Blind, and I really enjoyed that because I got to work with plants. The reception job I did not enjoy as much, and I was kind of in between with the janitor one. My least favorite place to clean was the wrestling room.
Yeah.
Ew.
I can understand. Well, that's neat. It sounds like you kind of got a little bit of a well-rounded chance to check out a few different things in totally
Right.
different settings. So that would be kind of fun.
But
So now you're graduated and you want to tell people what your next plan is as far as education is concerned?
so right now, so I went to public school during the school years. I graduated Winnetonka High School in May of 2021, and this was like after the, you know, like the year of COVID, and where we all had to wear masks, and most of the time we were on the hybrid model, and it was pretty interesting senior year for me, I gotta be honest. But right now I am attending a community college, Metropolitan Community College, but the school I'm attending for that one is Maple Woods, and my mom used to work for the Metropolitan Community College District, basically for accessibility, and she was helping me out with some of the, you know, like statistics, like the enrollment and the, you know, some of the accessibility, like textbooks and anything like that. But then also I am hoping to go to Missouri State as soon as I get all of my basics out of the way. I don't know how long that's going to take me to get my degree, but I'm hoping to get into special education, and I want to work with kids with the same visual impairment that I have, and also kids with other disabilities like a hearing impairment or kids in wheelchairs or whatnot. But I'm working for elementary based education. I'm hoping to work at CCVI or I don't know. Yeah, but I'm hoping to be a teacher of the blind and visually impaired.
Well, good for you. That's
Thank
good.
you.
I wish you luck on that. I hope that all plays out for you and that you really find a niche that you can settle into and make it work. So,
yep, it's not an easy path. I can guarantee that.
Nope. Chip, would you like to ask a couple of questions?
Yes, thanks, Kay. I appreciate it. Yeah, Sarah, here. I got to tell you, listening to you speak, I can hear your mother's voice coming through. Just listen to anybody ever tell you that you sound a little bit like your mama?
You know, that I hardly ever get told that. I, you know, a lot of people tell me I sound like my sister.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe because I'm aging, I probably sound more like my mom now.
Yeah. I want to kind of go back, still talking about your education. I want to go back. Now, you were involved several years with the Braille Challenge, weren't you?
Yes, several years, ever since I was 8.
So talk to us about that. How was that? I know that had to be pretty exciting for you. I know there may have been a couple of times you got pretty close to just winning it all, didn't you?
I think that only happened once. I can't remember exactly, but ever since I was 8, I always loved going to the Braille Challenge. I remember the first year I went, we were all getting ready to go. And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I don't want to do this. And she's like, well, you're going to. And there was still some like moments of, I just want to go home, you know, like even when I was at the Braille Challenge. But they had one in Springfield where I used to live. And they also have one in Kansas where, you know, I'm closer to the one in Kansas. But I had... there was actually a time where we were doing the spelling and the proofreading, and then of course we had lunch and someone came, one of my proctors, they were like, I'm like, oh, we're done, right? She's like, nope, not yet. I'm like, come on. But eventually, you know, I started getting used to going to the Braille Challenge and enjoying it more, and every time they would bring it up, I'm always excited, because the rest of the years of me going to the Braille Challenge, I always had something fun planned the night before, and we would always go and spend the night. The first year I went to one in Kansas, we did this activity called the shaving cream slide.
I know that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I'm not going to lie. But other years they did stuff like karaoke. And the next day it was like, you know, we do spelling, proofreading and all that. And of course, we have lunch, and then they always have something fun planned after that to get us, like, you know, recovered from the, you know, the pain of sitting there and testing all day.
You should tell people about what the shaving cream thing is or whatever, because there might be some people that don't know. So, like me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Glad you asked that. So what they did was they have this like mat, like the typical mats you use in like the gym or whatever, not the exercise ones, but they have like the bigger ones. They put shaving cream on it, and then they sprayed some water on top of the shaving cream to make it more slippery. And basically you just get on that mat and then you just slide across it and you just kind of like flail around and have fun, basically. Really, that's nothing cool to it. Yeah. I fell okay. head over heels over that one. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
I bet.
We still have that video.
So let me ask you, Sarah, I know your mom, your grandpa are really great singers. Love to listen to them sing. Because I know they've sang like The Rose, and a couple others that I've heard them sing at summer camp.
Oh, yes.
Do you do any singing?
I do. I you know, for all my life, I've been wanting to, you know, definitely sing, and I still love, you know, doing stuff like Christmas caroling and all that. I get the inspiration from my mom, my sister, and my grandfather. The rest of my family, they're horrible singers. My father, I mean, all he could do is just play the radio in the car. And, you know,
one day he
was singing Metallica, but oh my gosh. But my mom singing makes me emotional. I mean, it's really good. It's beautiful, but yeah, she always relies on me to do the singing. Like every time they call her up for the camp talent show, she's like, nope, like, you're not going to have it this time, mom. Yeah. But yes. I always love performing for people. I took high school choir for 3 years, and then I took piano lessons, and we do recitals like every Christmas and every May. And a lot of our recitals are like patriotic, and a lot of them, you know, have something to do with the testimonies we have, or the, you know, we talk about the birth of Christ normally, and a lot of the times we talk about Easter, and our recitals are based on those holidays and the patriotic stuff. Unfortunately, I'm not doing piano lessons anymore, but I would still love to continue performing for people. I always love going Christmas caroling for the people in the nursing homes that can't get out anymore. So,
okay. So do you have a favorite group or artist or genre that you enjoy maybe a little bit more than the others?
Oh, that's a good question. I have a lot of favorites, although a lot of the times I am a Christian, contemporary Christian person. One of my favorite artists is Lauren Daigle. I always love listening to her. She's always, you know, like the encouragement that she brings every time I hear her songs. Yeah. And I'm also, ever since I was little, I'm a big country music person. So I always love listening to Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah. Okay, very good. So I'm pretty familiar with both of those artists. So, all right. So your family has always had some association with the Missouri Council of the Blind. And I'm sure that you probably got started getting familiar with the organization at a very, very young age. At what point in time do you feel like you wanted to maybe get more involved as you were growing up? Was there a specific time as you were growing up that you thought, well, wow, you know, I'd like to get more involved with the organization, try to find out if there was some place or something that you could do? But what point do you think that was?
I think it was probably around like when I was in middle school. I've always gone to the conventions, and I haven't gone to very much of the general sessions, but I'm like, boy, I just want to get more involved and, you know, doing some stuff, but I haven't gotten to the point where now do more of the camps, like in the summertime. I've gotten to do like the tournaments and the pass the trash and all that. But during the convention, I felt, you know, like I just wanted to get more involved with like some of the people, get to know new people, get to make new friends. And
yeah,
meet with the old ones as well. So
yeah, but good. And, you know, growing up and being as familiar with the organization as you and your family are, I'm sure you're quite familiar with all the services and programs that we provide. Is there any one of the programs that we provide that maybe stands out in your mind that you really enjoy maybe a little bit more than the others?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I'm enjoying being the ATI secretary.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so glad to help. I know you guys were desperate. And, you know, when I found out that you guys were desperate for my help, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be there. You know,
sure.
I know they want the young and the beautiful. And I, you know, a lot of people have said that to me, and I'm very popular on the whole secretary thing, but you know,
yeah.
So,
well, I'm sure that you will do a fabulous job. You take after your mama in so many ways. She was secretary for MCB on the state level, and what a terrific job she did. And so I'm sure that you will follow in her footsteps and do an excellent job with ATI. So, and I know you have benefited from some of the other programs, maybe like with youth services or like you just mentioned, summer camp. And those different kind of things. So, yeah. So what about your sister, Tara? Is she kind of getting a little bit more excited about maybe one day getting more involved with the organization?
You know, I honestly don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure eventually she'll want to get more involved in later times. But like I said, I do not know yet for right now.
Yeah. Okay.
She's been more involved with like theater and stuff. It's been crazy for her.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to turn it back to Kay here in just a second, but I have one other question. So what right now, what is the day in the life like for Sarah Crocovizzo? What kind of things do you really like doing? What give us an example of what a typical day would be like for Sarah Crocovizzo.
Oh, wow. Let's see. One day I'm in class. Another day I'm doing laundry and homework.
And it only gets worse, Sarah. Sorry, go ahead.
Other days I'm watching Disney Plus or Hulu or whatever else I got. And other days I'm like expanding on my leadership skills, of course. That's it.
I'm glad you just mentioned that, because that was going to be another question I wanted to kind of pop in there before I turn it over to Kay. I know that you, your mom, your sister, you know, all of you experience vision loss. So do you have any challenges that you face on a daily basis that you've had to deal with? Or are you pretty much just confident in your skills that you can meet those challenges?
Well, it's kind of, you know, both, but some of the challenges, like, you know, dealing with our paratransit services for one thing, because they feel it's so hard to work with them sometimes. One day my mom got left stranded, and you know, because they didn't I you know, like, she was supposed to ride with me somewhere or back home from a meeting, and they left her stranded, and that was kind of challenging for me, because I even made it clear, you know, she needs to be on the she's nobody put her on the list, and I was really upset. But dealing with our paratransit service is one of the most challenging things, and dealing with people that don't think I'm capable of being on my own is another challenge. And sometimes I have to overcome that by saying, hey, you know, I understand your concern, but I know what I'm doing, you know. I have to make that, and this goes for all you people out there. You know, like, if anybody thinks you're not capable, you have to be more assertive, you know.
You bet. Yeah. Kay, you got some questions?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I need to get away from the phone here. Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, goodness.
So my question to you is, you know, you're talking about your concerns and transportation. I'll tell you what, that's the number one issue with people is blind people is transportation. It is such a huge problem.
It is.
And I can really commiserate, and I'm hoping that Robin Wallen is chair of our transportation committee, and they are really, really trying to make some inroads towards changing a lot of these issues that we're having across the state. And I have to commend her for that. But, well, that having been said, what I asked this question, and I'm going to ask this a little differently because maybe you do have something. But my question that I ask is, what is there about Sarah that nobody knows except for maybe your close friends? Is there something that you've done, a hobby that you have, or something different that people don't know that they might find interesting about Sarah?
Oh, wow. Cooking. Like, I love cooking. I'm still learning, like, in the learning curve, but I have several different recipes I love to cook, and that includes Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
And banana pudding. I love banana pudding.
There you
I actually
go.
Did make that. And then I'm also real big on self-care, like doing my hair and makeup and all that. I've been very obsessed since the summertime with self-care products, and I always love going out and finding different self-care products.
That's
well,
very interesting.
That's
very interesting.
Great. Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, they think, oh, you're blind, you can't do that kind of stuff, or whatever, whatever. And yeah, well, they're good for
well,
you.
Well, think again, people.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes.
So I love your positive attitude. I'm sure you have days where you just, but
yeah,
really, honestly, we all do. Believe me. That's where
I know
I'm
last
coming
week
from.
I was like a mess, but you know.
Yeah. But it's great to see your positive attitude. And with that, I'm going to turn this back over to Chip because I'm thinking that he had the question to ask you,
yeah.
A couple questions.
Yeah, you know, Sarah, I love hearing what you were saying about cooking, like Hamburger Helper, putting those kinds. But you know what? Those simple foods like that, they're sometimes turn out to be the very best. I mean, that's what I like. Sometimes just to make it simple, boy, it turns out great. So,
you know, there's also a homemade Hamburger Helper recipe I actually did. And my mom was like, you know what? We're having this instead of the boxed one. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's just it. You can come up with your own ideas. What sounds like it might taste good together. And sometimes you land on these accidents that are just wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, I know your family, especially like with your mother, she, you know, has a great background with technology. Are you pretty much a techie person yourself?
Not as much as she is.
Okay.
But, you know, like a lot of the times I can use a computer. I can use a phone. Androids, I'm not really like very great at using. I do have like an Android tablet, but that's as far as I'm going to go for right now. But I'm not a screen reader tester or anything like, and maybe I might look into doing that since I'm going to be an educator anyway, because I'm going to be having like blind kids that need like accessibility help and, you know, that sort of thing. So I need to look into that expertise in the, you know, the whole accessibility thing like my mom has. And she might have some tips and tricks I might, you know, get out of her one day.
yeah.
There you go.
But I can use a Braille display as well. That's, you know, like when I do my Bible study every day, I, you know, just read it in Braille rather than audio a lot of the times. So
yeah, me too. Yeah, I've got so many different Bible translations, audios, files, and stuff like that. I like to listen to the dramatization of the Bible and stuff like that.
I watch videos a lot on my Bible app. You know, they have like the really, it, you know, you get a live, actual live, you know, version of what's going on in the Bible, and you know, just touches my heart a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And it gets real emotional, but I like it, you know.
Yeah. So Sarah, you know, share with us a little bit. We're in closing, we don't have a whole lot of time remaining here, but you know, someone at your age, two things. First of all, share with us, you know, what you would like to see MCB maybe do to reach out to the younger generation So coming from your perspective, we'll start there. Talk to us a little bit what we could do as a blind consumer organization do that we're maybe not doing or do better to bring younger people into the organization.
So I, you know, I think we need more, you know, like, more involvement with for students, because I kind of noticed that there wasn't, you know, like any like student related, you know, like activities for students at the conventions. So I would like to see students get more involved with other things, and we can, you know, like coming up with different, you know, if it means coming up with different activities, or, you know, they can learn about, you know, finding their path forward, or, you know, going forward with like life in general, with like college, and, you know, learning about growth and fixed mindsets and all that. So I would love to see students have more involvement during the conventions, and maybe like outside of the conventions, you know, kind of in a way of saying that, you know, we're here if you want some tips and tricks and stuff, you know, like continuing through high school and college, because another organization I'm part of, we do that, but I also would love to see MCB do that.
Excellent. Great idea. So are you close with a lot of blind, visually impaired students?
I am. I do have a friend that has the same eye condition that I have, but I also have a lot of friends that are partially sighted as well. And one of my close friends that comes over to my house all the time, she's totally blind, but she also has prosthetics, but she also went to Camp Cobblestone with us. So,
okay. Yeah. You know, Kate, maybe we got to take her up on that. Maybe get together with her and Orlinda Gerken, Youth Services Committee Chair, and see what we could do to make something like that happen at
the convention.
Yeah.
Believe me, I was thinking the same thing. So
I was originally on the Youth Services Committee. I think I still am, but
yeah.
It's been a joy working with Linda, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So in closing, Sarah, do you have any words of encouragement that you would like to share with our listeners, whether someone that may be newly blind or someone that's been blind for quite some time but has really struggled adjusting to their blindness? And any words of encouragement that you'd like to share?
Yeah. So for the, you know, like those of you who are, you know, who have just lost their sight, or, you know, who have been blind all their life, I just want to say, you know, with all the anxiety that you guys go through, do me a favor and try to keep a positive attitude, because I know life is hard. We're all going down a hard path as blind people, and just stay strong. Keep a smile on your face every day, you know, do something to relieve your stress, like listening to music or talking to friends or whatever. Just, you know, just stay strong. That's my advice.
Oh, Sarah, I love it. Stay strong and keep a smile on your face. I love it. Yeah,
yes.
Great words of encouragement. Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
And I agree. Sarah, thank you so much for being our special guest here today on Meet the People of MCB.
Thank you for having me. It is great to be on this interview, and thank you for giving me that wonderful opportunity.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview, you could just have them contact me, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or contact me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Enjoy your week, everybody, and we'll see you back right back here next time. Bye-bye for now.